So the sun set. What do we see? Zap the Gemara Maseches Brachas Dav Chava Medbeis. Yaakov Tikin Tefilas Arvis Shenemar VaYivka BaMakom VaYalen Sham. The Ain Pkiya Pkiyas Tefilas Shenemar VaAtal Tespal VeRam Zev Al Tisa BaNarina Tefilah Lashin VaYivka is Tefilah. Let's just read the pasuk. VaYivka BaMakom. That means he daven Ma'ariv. Then he went to sleep. Why did he go to sleep? Kiva Hashemesh. Seems that the Ba Hashemesh is after he davens. He goes to sleep. Why does he go to sleep? Because the sun set. Seems after he davened. That's what it would seem. Comes out. Let's see now. We're going to learn the Yan Yaakov. There's a lot of on the page on Divrei Agada. We're going to go again. As I mentioned before, we're going to go through a lot of Divrei Agada just to try to get to the understanding of what we'll use the Agada for the halacha. Says the Yan Yaakov, Rabbi Pinto, the author of the Yan Yaakov on. The author on the Ein Yaakov is an Ion Yaakov. He brings down the Rif. I'm a Chedusha Rif, the Chasa. The Laman Damer, Avos Tiknum. If you hold that the Avos were Mesakin, Shachris Mincha Meirav, so too Tfilas Arvis is also Chayv. Why should Meirav be Rishos? Kimai Tfilas Shar Avos. Sarah Yaakov, how you Bachir Shev Avos? He's the chosen of the Avos. Mashenkin, if it's connected to Karbonis, you understand why it's a Rishos. Why is it a Rishos? Because the Evarim and Pidarim don't have to be burnt on the Mizbeach Palayla. Doesn't have to be. It's only if you didn't burn it during the day, you still have the whole night. It's not a requirement. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's a Rishut. So again, the Rif tells us that if you hold that the Karbanot are connected to Avos, then you must have a Ma'ariv. It's a Chayva. If you're going to hold that it's connected to Karbanot, it's a Rishut. Now, look what he says, Ma'aridik. He says like this, the first point. Well, Pia Drasha Marty. Then he says no. The Aflamandamar always taken become a Meshalam and the Tfilas Arvis. Why? Because it says like this. Maybe Yaakov only daven Meir because he was in such tsar. I mentioned briefly yesterday by Shalosh Shuddis. Yaakov's life was all tsaris. He's heading into a new chapter in his life, which is going to bring him more tsaris. In Cain, Gam Yaakov Harimara Leva Tuva. He had so many tsaris. Shavra from Esav, Lavan, Tina, and he's about to have Yosef. So therefore, he davened an extra tefillah. But everyone else, it's a rishus. Now, I want to say on my own that maybe he's saying like some sefer that we learned that tefillah is only a daraisa when you have a tzara. If you don't have a tzara, tefillah is not a daraisa. Yaakov has so many tzaras. He says, I have to daven another tefillah. Says the Yan Yaakov, it's possible then that even if you say tefillah is connected always, Yaakov is only Misakin Meir. When you have a lot of tzaras, daven Meir. When life is good, you don't have to daven Meir. It's a reshus, even tefillas avos, even if it's connected avos. Then he says another pshat over here. Maybe Yaakov only daven Meir. But I didn't really time to say Yaakov, how you mass midvitari, learn day and night. More than all the avos. He was Tyra, although, as I mentioned in one of the shirim, Avraham Avinu also went to yeshiva, and Yitzchak definitely, what did he do for his whole life? How do we know that Yaakov learned more than anybody else? I don't know, but he's saying that Yaakov learned Yoyim on Belayla, Mikol HaAvos, like the Medrash says, Misha Terasa Im Nasai. If you're tired of Im Nasai, you really don't have to daven anyway. So his whole tefillah is a Rishus. If Yaakov's whole tefillah is a Rishus, so it can't, if he's misakin it for himself, he would daven Ma'ariv. And he says that I am being misakin, we'll see shortly, the Avos didn't tell us that. But if his whole Meir was a Rishos, because he didn't really have to daven, how could our Tefillah Meir be a Chayva if Yaakov himself was only a Rishos? He didn't have to daven. Yaakov didn't have to daven. He doesn't have to daven, and he davened. So we're not going to be any better than Yaakov. We must daven. Yaakov himself didn't have to daven. Why? Because Teras Leimnase. That's a P-drash. Another P-drash. Parashim say, Iker Tefillah is Chiddush Gadol. Mishum Shesub Seisei and Daivais Bekever. So saying there was recover. In other words, when I daven Shachris, being the Yaakov, Avraham Avinu's Misak and Shachris, every time I daven Shachris, Avraham Avinu's lips are moving in the kever. Every time I daven Mincha, Yitzchak's lips are moving in the kever, whatever that means. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. I don't have to have his lips, I say, and daven was recover. And therefore, it's Rishos. All right, that's real. I got it. What's pshat in that? I have to give a whole pshat. And what's pshat in lips, I say, and daven was recover? Why is that so important? This is saying that it's a kever, but we say Tyrus over in the name of those that passed away. So if Sosa's Dov is a kever connects us to them, somehow through that connection, Yaakov Avinu, we don't have to, he's connected to us anyway. Comes along the Eitz Yosef. Now the Eitz Yosef says like this, when we say Avos, the Avos were Misak and Shachros Mincha Marach, how do we understand that? And how do we understand Keneged Tamidin? So we're going to learn the Eitz Avos, and this is what he says. One man Dharma holds Philos Avos Tiknam, and Rav Shulman Levi said, Keneged Tamidin, Obevada, Shekol Hashloish Avos is followed. The Avos for sure Davin Shachros Mincha Marach, Kol Hashloish Philos, Call Echad Vizmanu, Erev Yitzrayim. If they kept the whole Torah, so Avram also davened also Shachris Min Chamayr, not just Shachris Min Chamayr too. Yitzchak for sure davened also Shachris Min, he kept the whole Torah. Keeping the Torah is davening three times a day. Sherim Kaimu call a Torah, even the Rabbanon. So even if you're going to tell me that Tefillah is not the Raisa, like the Ramban, but they kept Eve, whatever was going to be Asin L'Chadesh, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So what's Pshat that Avram was in Sak and Shachris? So the teretz is avad that they davened all three. Avram tikein l'dayrois tefillah shachris. He was misakin l'day. He davened all three. Yitzchak said you have to daven mincha. Yaakov Meir. And therefore that's what he says. That's why the Torah Avram Avinu is vayashkim v'ra baiker. Yitzchak is vayetzich l'such v'asada. Close eyes. Kilo Avinu anshe knesses hagdayla. The anshe knesses hagdayla realized this. They knew what Avram Avinu intended. Avram Avinu intended to be Misakin Shachris. Yitzchak intended to be Misakin Mincha, and that's what the Anshei Knesset done. But not that Avram didn't daven all three. If you look at the end of number five, you see the Darshanim say, you take this of every second letter in the names of the Avos, you see what they were misakin. Avram Avinu's second letter is Beis, Boiker, Shachris. Yitzchak, second letter is Tzarayim, afternoon. Yaakov's second letter is Ayin, Arvis, Avudraham. Look, you remember through the second letters what they were misakin. So right now we have the Pidei Tzayis. If they were misakin, Anshei Knesset Gedolah somehow knew the Ruach HaKodesh, what Avram wanted, what Yitzchak wanted, what Yaakov wanted. Well, now we go to the Marsha. Says the Marsha, Masechtas Brachos, and Daf Chavav on the days. Avram Tikin. Tzarech Leimer. The Itzrich Lameimer, the Avos Tiknum. What does it mean, Avos Tiknum? If they weren't Misakin, we wouldn't daven. Dilav Hachi, they have a Tiknu, Sernob Nishit, Tfilis Klav. Gam Musaf Neged Karbonis. So what's Musaf Keneged? Leisha Tiknu Haim. The Marsha learned differently than we said. They were not misakin yudches brachis. Yudches brachis is yavna. El demei avos love madnu. We learned out from the avos she tzarach lispal. You have to daven three tefillos for chalayim. L'kayim ashenema erev avaykev itzarayim. The niroi devat. And he also says Marsha learns Avram Avinu also daven shachris mincha mayer. So the way the Marsha is a little bit different is that they learned from the avos to be misfalgil. Not that the avos were misakin that we should do it. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola learned it out from the others. The Tartamimah also says, they all ask the question with Yaakov and Meirev. If it's because of Keneged the others, so we're back to why is Meirev different? Says the Tartamimah, no one gives a reason. They're relying on based on the Gemara, another child, another Derech Drush, Gemara and Erevin. Habam and Aderech, Al Yispal Beis Yamin. When someone travels, don't daven. You're not going to be able to tap Kavana. Shubjav Shulchavim. So really, Yaakov is potter from Davin. Another reason why he's potter from Davin, besides that Teirasai and Nasai, he didn't have to Davin, but and besides the other reasons that we said, he didn't have to Davin because he just traveled. Well, Masha is followed. Yaakov Avinu only Davin, the Rishos. Chaynik for Rishos, Gam Lederes. He was misakin it, also Lederes Rishos. So once again, if it's Keneged, even if it's Keneged, the Avos we see, it could still be a Rishus. Not like the Ion Yaakov know that if it's Keneged Avos, Marv is a Chayva. Even if it's Keneged the Avos, whatever that means, Keneged the Avos, we see now. Some learned Keneged the Avos is they saw that the Avos wanted to be the Sak in this, that we should daven, or that because the Avos daven, the Rabbanan said that we should also daven. Either way, we see that the Shitas, Marv is considered a Rishus. What does that mean that it's Rishos? So we'll see a little further. Let's learn Taisis and Masechtas Brachos. Taisis and Masechtas Brachos ask the Kasha. Correct Taisis. Yaakov Tikin Tefillas Arvis Teimo. And this is later on. Once you daven after Pagamicha, you don't have to repeat Shema either. Because if you're allowed, if Yaakov Avinu daven Meirev, That means he davened Shemayin Esrei, and he davened it during the day, as we just saw from places. He also had to say Kriya Shema then. Why? Because he needs Smicha Gula L'Tfila. If he needs Smicha Gula L'Tfila, so if he sheetas Rav Hamdu, he yaits a Kriya Shema with Plaga Mimcha too. You don't have to say Ovah Shema again later on at night, because you were yaits it. You need Smicha Gula L'Tfila. And the, that... Very good. But Taisus is saying that because he needs Smicha Gula L'Tfila, we're going to see, that's what I'm saying, we're going to get back to it. But it goes together.
He probably didn't say Kriya Shema yet. Didn't exist
I'm saying, but if you're right, says, but if there's this concept of Gula L'Tfila, so let's assume that.
You can't, for, especially for Yaakov, you can't put them together.
No, no, I can't bring a Raya from Yaakov. I agree with you. But with Fishitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us that that's, you know, that you're Shmanasik then, and you need Gula L'Tfila. We're going to learn, probably we're going to come back to places shortly. It seems that it goes together. Let's just keep in mind that the Shema and the Kriya Shema, according to Shitas places, Shema and Shema Esrei are going to go together. Comes along Rebel Yashiv in the Sefer's Brachis, also talking about what does it mean Tfilis Avos Tikna, and he also learns, like we said, ain't Kavanasam Lima. Don't learn Kipashas Hadorim that the Avos were Metakin the Spaltos. Again, we saw other Achrayim that said like that. Elish Tiknu Chacham L'Spal Alpima Shavaseinu. They daven, we daven. Very similar to one of the pshat that we said before. It's not, and then he says also V'gam Kineged Tminim. To mean the Eina Kavana she took him with spal only after Chorban Beis Hamikdash. It's not true. Even during the Beis Hamikdash, there was Tfilo. Don't learn that Tfilo is connected Kavanas. Oh, now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we have to daven. They daven Bizman, and he brings a raya from Shailan as like Shamim to the Zayim Archevijan. They must have davened even Bizman the Beis Hamikdash too. He writes, it's in the small print, the Nira the Nafkamina. So what's the Nafkamina? Says Rabbi Yashid, he always Tiknum, oh, connected our Kavanas Tiknum. If it's because of the avos in the kulam the opposite. All of them are rishus. Avram, Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov, they're all rishus because they, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it's not that they were misakin that we should daven. No, the Chacham said the avos daven, we also daven. If tefillah is connected karbanis, so ma'ariv is the rishus, as we said. And Shachas Minchas of Chayvul Maskana, he brings the Masha and the Tzlach. Shez Mani Atfilo Yisai Keneged Zman Ar Kabanis. The Ikara Yisai Lusakin is Mitzah Takanis Avos. Oh, Takanis Avos, they're all Rishos. All the Tfilos are Rishos, then they're not a Chayvul. When it says Keneged Karbanis, it's the Zman. So now we know when we daven. When they brought the Karban Tavid in the morning, Karban Tavid in the afternoon, and that would be the Nafkamina between Keneged Avos, Keneged, if it's Keneged Avos, it's Keneged the Karbanos. Comes along the Sefer Daf Adav. Now, I saw this in other Svarim too. It's the easiest to copy and paste over here because he asks the question, if the Avos were Misakim, the Tfilos, who is Misakim? So, as I mentioned, we'll have some Agada. Who is Misakim Besikim? Who said Avram Avinu Shachris? Yitzchak's Mincha. Who said that there's an Inyan of a Sikin? If it's Keneged Avos, where did this, which one of the Avos daven Besikin? Zok to Chedush Yerim. Chedush Yerim says, as I look, if you look at number 11, Chedush Yerim says,
why is Besikin counted as a different?
Very good. You see, we're going to see now it is. We see that Besikin is considered a different, altogether different. Zok to Chedush Yerim.
What does Besikin mean? Like a tzaddikin? It's like Avram,
who's
a tzaddik.
Okay, but it's not Avram. He says, as we're going to see, because if we go back to what I said to you before, look at everyone's second letter, and you get to see which one. So in the second letter of light, it's above. Says the Chiddush Harim, light was Mesakin Besikin. How do I know that? So look what he says. Kikolachim Elvis Mashatikin Nimes Vaisheni, he said, Avram Tikin Shach Tfilos Baikers. That's the Yitzhak is Sarayim. The nearest Shalai Tikin Tfilos Besikin. And everybody's Bob. But Mach, what's the simon? How do we know?
Why do they call him
a... Right, well, how do we know? First, we have to bring a ride. It's a target menace and a mzeal. A parak, your test, pasi, your test. Ah, the boy, Rachma, Bezel, Tfilas, the seeking, B'nei Tzachama. And he brings down from the base Yisrael. And we understand. Hashem is Yotzala, all right? The light, Batsayara. Behind him, the Ba'oisai Ace, when the sun came out, Tfilas, the seeking, Oz light, Batsayara. He davened. Vinitza, that's what he was saying from Sadaim. Kivin Shambhala is chus, he has chusa tfilas vesikin. That's what he had this chusa bohashemesh, meaning that he always davened by vesikin. So he was saved when it comes to Tzayra. That's what the Beis Yisrael says. So we have, again, Tefillas Avos, the Sikin is Keneged Loi. Comes along the Sefer Teiras Chaim, and the... So he says we're still stuck here with our shaila of if we hold like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is because of the Avos and Ma'ariv, so why do we daven Ma'ariv after Tzeis? Tzeis has a good point. Tzeis's point is we should daven after Plag. That should be the L'chatchila. Others learn, and this is what you look at the sheet, the next one on the sheet, the top one on the sheet here. Yaakov Avinu did not daven mincha yet. Not like we learned Tysus says. Tysus learned he daven mincha, he comes back, oh yeah, I didn't daven. No, he didn't daven mincha yet. When he gets there, he was nenas. He didn't daven mincha because the sun set right away. He va shemesh. Oh, he didn't daven mincha. That night, he was misak and ma'ariv. He never daven ma'ariv before. No one daven ma'ariv before. Different than everything we said till now. Till now, we were saying, Avram daven shachetz mincha ma'ariv. Yitzchak daven shachetz mincha ma'ariv. No, it's not true. They never had to daven ma'ariv. Yaakov is misak and ma'ariv now because he missed mincha that day because the sun set. Oh, now that the sun set, he daven ma'ariv after it says because the sun set. Yaakov is now mechadesh tos, the inyan of being mashlim tefilos. You miss a tefillah, you have to make it up. Someone misses mincha, you daven ma'ariv twice. If it was an accident, what was the accident here? Sun set too quickly. Why is this the pshat that makes a lot of sense? Because we know that the rebbes, they all like the halachas brought down, you should daven and then do mechamu when the sun's about to set. So Yaakov definitely didn't daven ma'ariv because the sun wasn't setting yet. He would have davened right before shkia. That's the zman that's in halacha. You should daven right before shkia. Just like the seek it is in the morning, you daven when the sun rises. So the tzaddikim, the gedolim, would daven when the sun sets. Let the sun set with mincha. So you didn't daven mincha that day. You can see over here, chen aman hu. The tikein oz tefilas arvis the spal leisestein. He tain is that Yaakov daven ma'ariv twice. I'm not so sure. I don't know how he would know that. Yes, it's a mashlim. Maybe he didn't daven ma'ariv twice. Maybe he just says I didn't daven mincha. I can still daven ma'ariv. It makes sense in halacha. That's what I tell the girls because they never daven ma'ariv. But if they miss mincha, they have to daven ma'ariv twice because it's a makeup. They didn't. They normally daven mincha. Now if they know daven normally mincha, so then there's a whole shaila what the halacha is. But la halacha la ma'isa. If a girl
was to a davening that doesn't exist, which is the chaldei not be halacha tashlumin.
That's what I tied in. So I tied in. There was no how could be a tashlumin. There was no. There was no time to daven ma'ariv. Right. So that's what I tied in. That's why I don't agree with why. How does he know that Yaakov daven ma'ariv twice? You don't know that. We only it can only be now that we have to daven mincha. You miss mincha, you got to make it up because we do daven ma'ariv anyway. So how are you making something up if you daven ma'ariv anyway? So that's what I hold. I have no right. That's why I told the girls in Chanami, I have a reason to say that if they never daven mincha, they should only daven ma'ariv once. Because that's probably what Yaakov did. And I did see that in another sefer. This sefer doesn't say
Why is it not? Because
they hold this is hider mitzvah. That's what they say. We spoke about it Friday night. They have reason against hider wins out. So hider mitzvah is when the sun sets. So that, and it's the same day. So the
What about trying to dive in like a kaveh, like a normal time? Like we don't, others didn't do that. Like Adam didn't specifically pick a time.
Very good. That's what we're saying. So that's what Rabbi Yashiv is saying. The time is going to follow the karbanis. The fact that he dive in chakras, we don't know time. What he didn't tell us any zman. That's what Rabbi Yashiv is saying. Our voice is that we have to dive in. Now, when do you dive in? Can I get to meet and see both my dam and my right? That's going to give us the zman. Says the Magen Avraham also wants to know Erev Shabbos, because then we do daven, everybody does daven early. And let's see the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this, Dadim Spal Meir Be'el Shabbos and Be'el Yom, Yishom Netfilos Meir Teknu Keneged Avraham Fedarm, HaKrayim Be'layla, Uwe Shabbos Asa Litnam, L'chein Ma'ani HaTfilim Be'el Yom. Says the Magen Avraham, why you let a daven Meir? If it's Keneged the Karbanos, so it makes a lot of sense. Right? You can't put it on the fire on Friday night. So when did they put the Avraham and Fedarm on the Mizbeach? You have to put it on plaid. Very good. So when it comes to Friday, it makes more sense why you let it daven ma'ariv early. Because if it's connected to Karbana, if it's during the rest of the week, no, it's at night. They would put it on at night. Says the Ar Sameach, it's not true. The Ar Sameach says, the Eish Leimeh, that's not ma'ariv. The Takanas ma'ariv ain't a connected the Milan Esevarim when they put it on the Mizbeach. El connected that Esevarim were there at night. the varm of the day burnt at night. Nothing to do when they put it on. Maybe they were misak and mayor for that. You don't have a raya that might, but again, let's feed the Magen Avraham, and this is very important for Chanukah. Let's keep the Magen Avraham, and let's keep it in our back pocket over here. That Erev Shabbos, if it's keneged karbonos, so then you could daven there for sure. You could daven from plag and on, possibly even lefi shita as chachamim. Let's now go back to Tosis and Masechta Brachos about Beis Hamidrash. As long as they all daven mayor after plag. So we're going to learn Tosis and then the Rosh, and then we will get to the Maskana here. It says Tosis like this. What's the main Meir? The Adarabba. Iker Kriyashma shall base. Well, now we're Kriyashma. So let's, we talked about our Shema Nes, right? We have two Shitas with the Shema Nes, right? And now we have to know about Kriyashma. Says the Rabbeinu Tam. Iker Kriyashma shall base HaKnesses Iker. Vim Taima Frek Tosis. Hey, Chanu Kairin. How could you read Shema from a Bajayim? This is where Zari is going to get to your point. Yeshleimer says, Tais, we all like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, we all like Rabbi Yehuda. That Minchas plag, at which, and he gives you the Zman of that. The timer, then he asks, Hey, Chanum Mispal, until Minchas Samukach Sheikha, be lacha plag. But we see people that do David Mincha after plag. So he says, we all like both sheets. We all like the Rabbanim. The army Zman feels some Mincha Arab. Aminul, come on. Halach is not like the Chacham, not like Rabbi Yehuda. You do whatever you want. We already discussed this a few weeks ago. Mikal Makam Kasha, aye, it's a tarti misasri. Sharei Meiz, a tamanam spal arvus miyalacher plaga mincha, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Miyada is man arvus, so the zman at tefilat, we like kamalank Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now I'm a read. Let's finish with the read. The read says like this: Devade kriyish mashal beis haknesses ikur. But anu that we daven marvin by joyim, you could read kriyish mashal by joyim too, because we have all these other tanoim. That what does it mean in the when the pasuk says when you go to sleep b'shach b'chavu kumecha? It doesn't mean seis, because if you learn the gemara brachas and daf beis amen aleph mishash shekadesh hayoyim mishash shebnei ad mechasim lahasiv, that's b'shach b'chav, that's during the day yaisim b'bayit yoyim moisa shema asman tefila. So lefi tais sheet this taisis is b'shach b'chav is already from plag amen. Where do we see that? Where do we have mandama like that in the gemara? The first mission in the Masechta Brachos said. Which is Taisek Echavim. Says Taisek, no, but we have a list of other mandarim that say that Kriya Shema is when people go in to eat, the Ani goes in to eat, the Erev Shabbos. Oh, so we have all these manim. If we're passing like all those other mandarim, you could daven Myra from Plag, you could read Kriya Shema. It's hard to say Mamish from Plag, but from Taisek, and that's why maybe Taisek said before Ktsas. Because each mandamer in the Gemara is going to depend. It can be 10 minutes before. It can be 20 minutes before. It's unclear exactly where did he get plot from. But it's mashma from Taisis that once he could daven tefilas myra from plag, then shema works from plag too. Although, again, if each mandamer in the Gemara, it's unclear. Fishitas Taisis, if you didn't daven myra over again Friday night, especially if you're going to hold like the Magen Avraham. So we daven myra early over here. And if you didn't say my, if you didn't say Kriyash Melera, it's not a big deal. Because why? We pass like all those other mandamim. All those other mandamim, feed those other mandamim. To sure, you're yaitze Kriyashma. When we're davening Kriyashma here, it's after Shkia, for sure. It's after Shkia. All these other mandamim would for sure fit into that Zman. Again, Taisis, the way it seems from Taisis, even if you daven from Plaga Mencha, you're yaitze Kriyashma too. Whether it's because of Simach Gula Latvila, that would be the din. Comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says, no, V'loi Nihira, Mashaev Rabbeinu Tam. Rayam et Tfilas Mincha Shiv Plaga Mincha. The Tfilas can I get to me then Tiknum. V'tamin Hoya Kara Baruch A Plaga Mincha. Avala Inyi Kriya Shema. Lav's Man Shchibu. Says the Rosh, no. No one goes to sleep then. How is it Shaykh to call this B'Shach Bara? How is it possible to say this is the time to go to sleep? And then he ends off. He goes through all the mandamim in the Gemara over there. When it comes to tefillah, oh, a mekel. Why? Because they all came together. They didn't read Shema. Everyone would go home. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. The minig was to read Shema, to daven, and they relied on these mandamim. No, we have to wait for Kriyashma to Tzeisek Echavim, like the Mishnah, and Rabbi Shua that argues on Rabbi Lazar in the Braisa. What is that? That's Tzeisek Echavim. Lefi the Rosh, you definitely have to read all the Kriya Shema Balayla, because it's only for tefillah that we're makel. We're not, that's not Zman tefillah. Clearly, that's the two shittas over Halach L'maisa. Even if you daven Ma'ariv early, you for sure have to say over Kriya Shema. Are you allowed to rely on your Kriya Shema al-Hamita? If you do say all three parashiyos, it's questionable. Some say you could. Some say that when you say Kriya Shema al-Hamita, you're usually falling asleep and you don't say all three parashiyos anyway. Definitely better not to rely on your Kriya Shema al-Hamita, unless when you say Kriya Shema al-Hamita, you're dressed. Because if you're not yet to Kriya Shema, if it's Kriya Shema al-Hamita, you'd be in bed. But if you're reading Kriya Shema because of all Malchus Shemayim, you have to be dressed. You can't be in pajamas. You can't be dressed in a way which is not Makavadik. So Lalacha, once says comes, you should daven before you eat supper. You should say Kriya Shema if you daven early mincha by clock. Halacha l'maisa. So let's just finish up all the shilas that we left off with over here. I think now the Olam will be able to answer all the remaining questions that we are left with over here. So I did look around because I got a lot of questions like this in the summer. When did the 3 weeks start? So without looking at the paper, well, you'll all tie it to me. Some of they, of course, they wanted to, the 3 weeks start. You can't shave. You can't listen to music. So it's fascinating somehow how people are going to make a big deal over 1 hour. But someone already daven plaga mincha. Meir, daven plaga mincha. And they call me up. I got a number of phone calls like this. Can we daven early plaga mincha? Can we still listen to music? Can we still take a haircut still? Can we shave? Because it's not the next day yet. So what's the other one going to tell me now? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yeah, go both feet.
Oh, you could
take a haircut.
You could take a haircut?
Yeah.
Everybody agrees to that?
You shouldn't do it.
Speak up.
Everyone agrees with Tefraim that you could all... Didn't we just have like 2 weeks of Shirim over there? We said a machlek is the Taz and the Marshal and the Taz holds that it brings him the next day. And we see over here that if you're going to dive a Marv already... So there's a good chance that it's a suffix over there, and if it's a suffix, so for Nida will be lenient because it's not, but for everything else, it's a suffix. So if it's all a suffix, so how can we go listen to music?
Also, what's the problem with the haircuts?
What?
What's the problem with the haircuts? It's not a problem.
What's the problem with the haircut?
Yeah. Well, the rice is
I know, but if we're saying that you daven Ma'ariv already and you brought in this, you see, it means you're bringing in the 3 weeks already. I daven Ma'ariv.
Or
you
want the best
of both. You daven Ma'ariv already, and Ma'ariv is basically saying yes for the dinim of is it still day outside in a chanami, but it's not that you're saying that it's the next day already. I'm already saying that I'm starting my 3 weeks because you daven Ma'ariv, so you can't tell me it's day. It's not day. The Ma'ariv is like I'm bringing in Shabbos already. If you bring in Shabbos, you can't do malacha. You can't say, okay, you know what? I daven ma'ariv early, I can still do malacha. You daven ma'ariv. The ma'ariv is, this ma'ariv is tully, and did the 3 weeks start or not?
I think we're talking about something different.
What do you mean?
When you daven ma'ariv, you actually talk about what happens at that ma'ariv. What happens that night? You say tefillah of Arvis, of Shabbos. You talk about Shabbos. When you were saying daven ma'ariv for 3 weeks, you're still not in Avelis yet. It's just not the right time. I don't care what you're bringing the day. The avails doesn't start until whatever.
No, but I'm bringing it. If the chacham said that for three weeks, you're not allowed to take a haircut and you can't listen to music. So the Meyer says I'm bringing in the next day. It's like we saw it. I don't know at the beginning of the shiur. The shach says. The Shach says, I'm reading you the Shach in Yeridea when he talks about, you're talking about Ovid, Mishis Baal Arvis, Shamash Mes Le Mes. Shach says like this, Dafnu Avelis. He talks about a yard sale. Yard sale says, Linyan Avelis, it's the next day, right? Avelis started. So if a person Dav Mar, and then they found out a family member passed away, so now it's the next day already. I Dav Mar already. I brought in the next day. Once you bring in the next day, it's the next day. For the dinim of Hefsik Tara, it's a dinim. What is it still day? I need to count 5 days. Is it still day outside? It's day outside. But if I'm starting a process over here, counting to 3 weeks, just like by Avelis, the Avelis is the next day. That's halacha. If someone daven ma'ariv, you can't say it's you brought in the next day. It doesn't have to do with light or not light. My point is, it doesn't have anything to do with daylight or not daylight. There's nothing to do with that.
It's 3 weeks start based on when you daven
ma'ariv. Right, that's what it does. So it definitely starts when you daven ma'ariv by saying that today it's the next day. So... If you look at the sefer over here, don't know, this was written during Corona because everyone was davening during, I found the sefer. Everyone was davening Chag HaMincha those days. Anyway, he says, Tshuva, look at the Tshuva, what he says. Matzina b'kam m'kaim, it's like we said, Shafil Adan Yoyim, Yikim Shvar Ha'ishvar, Ezdinam Shalaylo. So he, and therefore, the halacha is like I just told you, you can't listen to music, and during the 9 days, we're going to see shortly, someone called me up also, they got plagued, oh, but I want to still eat meat. They didn't eat supper yet. They came home, and the wife said, I have supper, it's salacious. He already davened plagued, so what's the island going to tie over there? But if you look over here, in the Matzah Shabbos, right? Let's say you davened Ma'ariv early, Kaizen Birchas HaMazon. We all agree, I was last week, they were asking me about Yalv Yavi because it was Rosh Chodesh, Matzah Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. And they, right? It was Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday, Monday.
So in Shul, where I was last week, they wanted to know, should they say Yalv Yavi in benching or not? So they, let's say they daven Ma'ariv already. Let's say they daven Ma'ariv and then they're going to bench. Hisfal Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, Kaizen Birchas HaMazon. So now we know the halach is, you can't say, it's not Shabbos anymore.
Question.
Very good. Ein en maske shal Shabbos b'rechas ha-mozen, sh'neri k'tarati d'sasru, k'tarati d'sasru. Ken le reshchaydesh v'chaneko, if you, this is important, reshchaydesh v'chaneko, sh'mispa'al marvis k'ayin b'rechas ha-mozen, you can't mention, if Chanukah's over, you're not going to mention anymore. The kitzar ha-maisa, once you daven ma'ariv, and it's an agea to the halach, it would be a tarati d'sasru. You daven ma'ariv, the 3 weeks begin. If the 3 weeks begin, you're not allowed in the summer, hopefully you not have to have any availus anymore. But if you look at the I thought I did put it on the sheet over here, but I guess it's not here. What?
What about last week with the
it is all the way in the end over here. I put it on the sheet. No, she can't do the laundry yet because for that then we always go to Chumra, that's the end of the day. If you look all the way at the bottom of there and the back of the sheet all the way at the end, and then we'll get to our last shiloh. I did find the sefer because I didn't want to see what today. All the way to the last one on sheet. Basha Shal, someone asked me, the Minhagim Rosh Chodesh Shal Tishba B'Maskel M'Mayer, or Yidaika M'Tetze Kekavim, or Yidav Meir, we have the plug. He says, he brought down the same Shal that we said. Hayoyim M'Bar Rosh Chodesh Av, Marlichin Asud L'Beitzak, and that's Hainu Sha'asu L'Echel Basa V'Yayin, once you go to Shul. Once you die, if you Ein Echanami, if the 9 days you daven plug Amincha, you can't eat meat anymore. You brought in the 9 days already. He started the 9 days. It doesn't have to do with sunlight or if it's light outside or not. These halachas have to do with what's the way you started the process of counting. You started the process counting, just like by Avelis, the same halachas Avelis. You're going forward with that. Now, Bris Mila is going to be different. I told you, the kid didn't daven Ma'ariv yet, like I told you. He didn't daven Ma'ariv, but if you daven Ma'ariv, you can't.
Why is everything, all the stuff telling you?
Because that's what we see. We saw that from Hilchas Nid. It's totally in you. You daven Ma'ariv. So how could you say it? If you didn't, so here the child didn't daven Ma'ariv. So, or they have other, because with the yard, but the last child is Negev, we spoke about it, I went more behind into it, but Erev on, just to end off, the Olam should be careful, therefore, on Erev Yom Kippur, now, if you can accept Yom Kippur, when you come to Shul, you can't put on Talos anymore, because you're accepting in the day, we're always going to be Machmir. We're always Machmir, that because we don't, if you're bringing in the next day or not, the only time we're going to be mekel is by bris milah because the child didn't daven ma'ariv yet. We're also going to be mekel by hefsek tahara. Paiskim there anyway. The whole 5 days is a chumra anyway. So therefore, also you have to remember, if the woman didn't daven ma'ariv, so just because the husband daven ma'ariv, she didn't daven ma'ariv. If she didn't daven ma'ariv, she could still do the hefsek. So even if the husband daven plagam mincha, it doesn't have to do with her. Because what we've been seeing throughout the last couple of weeks is that it follows you. It's she didn't daven ma'ariv. Now, if she also daven ma'ariv for some reason why, then it's a shaila. We saw it's a huge machlokes over there. What do we say? But Ein Echanami, we see from all of this that it's we always are going to go to chumra yartzai. We said that you should not daven ma'ariv early unless it's a shas avchak. Shas avchak, we go back to machlokes. What we are going to see now is mitzvah Hashem, not today, Chanukah next week. It's a whole different ball game there, and it's very negative to many of us. Paga mincha or not. Because even though maybe the Chacham, and we see the Chacham were misakin that we should sometimes be able to light from Plagim and Chana, Erev Shabbos. So can we rely on that every single day once you daven Ma'ariv? So if you do daven Ma'ariv early, because that's what seems the whole world is doing these days, so you should be able to ready light Chanukah and Erev from Plagim and Chana ready. Because that's what everybody's doing anyway. I'm bringing in the next day. If I'm bringing in the next day, so it's already considered night for me. If it's night, that's what we're going to start with next week and then head into all the halachas of when to light. As we get into it.